I bloody hope it is, Angus.
Hope it is too.
What's been happening at Bailey House? For news and interviews, don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't gabble. We're number one for fun with a Bailey Babble. Come on, Angus, a Bailey Babble. Bailey Babble, Bailey Babble.
Woohoo!
Bailey Babble.
That was a waste of your time.
Alrighty. That's right, folks. Oh, that's polarised opinions. You are listening to the Bailey Babble. This is a rowdy start to the recording. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. Joining me in the studio today is co-host Luke. You got the giggles.
Yeah.
God, how are you, mate?
Good.
Is that all you got for the
list? I'm good.
Why are you good today?
I folded on Saturday.
Oh, you voted. All right, Dan Andrews is back.
Yes.
Are you happy with that, Luke? What do you think? Is that the result you were after? You don't mind, or?
I don't mind.
All right, good. Well, great.
I've voted for.
You don't have to tell the listeners who you voted for.
Yeah, why?
Hey, also here is co-host Sammy Baker. Good afternoon, Sam.
I'm good today.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what?
How come you keep blowing me kisses?
I love you.
Oh, God.
I love you.
Oh, get him.
Well, maybe could you just high five me or something? I'm getting uncomfortable with the kiss. Sammy, great to have you here.
You're welcome.
Co-host Angus is here. G'day, mate.
How are you, sir?
Small, dark and handsome.
Small, dark and handsome?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got one.
Hey, how are you feeling, mate?
Oh, good.
Did you watch the AFLW Grand Final?
I sure did.
Well done to the Melbourne Demons, girls.
Well done. Hey? It was a good game.
Big upset, too. And if you're listening, Nick Del Santo, you know nothing about bloody football.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about football, Del Santo.
Because I was walking down Church Street. Excuse me, Luke. I was walking down Church Street, Brighton, last week with Carmelo, and Carmelo said, "There's Del Santo, I turned around and Carmelo nearly had Nick Del Santo's arm ripped out of his socket. And he was lovely, and we asked him about this weekend's AFLW Grand Final, because Nick Del Santo coaches
the St Kilda Football Club,
the women, and he said to Carmelo and I, Melbourne have got no chance. Oh, God. Might be time for him to look for a new job, Angus.
I reckon.
Hey, and really excited to have joining us for the first time ever, I think, as a co-host, Simon O'Connor. G'day.
Again, mate. Yeah.
How are you, mate?
Good.
Thanks for joining us. How are we going so far?
Good.
Great. Hey, Simon, we've got a really special guest to welcome to the microphone. Do you want to do the honours? Who's joining us today?
Rosie.
Rosie's your dog.
Penny. Penny Johnson.
Not Penny Johnson. Get your trouble. This is going to be interesting. Hey, I'd like to welcome to the microphone the delightful long-term staff member at Bailey House, Penny Scott. How are you, Pen?
I'm terrific. I'm fantastic. Thanks, Matt.
How's the energy in the room, Pen?
It's amazing. It's bouncing off the walls in here. It's excellent.
Penny, I think this is your first time at Bailey Babble.
I actually did one. You spoke to me just before I left a few years ago.
Yeah, I reckon that was years ago, Luke, when we called ourselves. That was, you know what, though, Penny? That was that was before podcasting.
Oh, right. Yes. It was upstairs and you interviewed myself and Warwick together.
That was Bailey,
yes.
FM.
That was Bailey FM.
And we used to just burn them to discs and bandy our recordings around the building. But now, Penny, we've caught up with everyone else and we're podcasting. And we love our loyal listeners. And we want to find out what... Pen, we want to go back a little bit, if you don't mind. Because I know you're here to just promote a little something we want to get our teeth into. But a lot of listeners... Sorry, Luke and Angus. A lot of listeners won't know Penny's been involved in Bailey House for a while. Sam's got a question relating to that.
When did you start working at Bailey House?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question, Sam. That's a great question. Well, I actually came back to Bailey House in March this year, so I've been back 9 months already. It's gone so quick. But before that, I did leave for a couple of years to go and do a different job for a little while, but I was here for 18 and a half years when I left. So it's lovely to be back and hopefully another 18 years to come.
What year was that exactly, Pen?
Ooh, 2019.
No, when you began, sorry.
Oh, golly.
Initially.
Oh, well, hang on. I was here 18 and a half, 2000. So just, yeah, in the year 2000, halfway through 2000 would have been, yeah.
And, Pen, what roles have you had at Bailey House over the journey?
Oh, golly, I've had lots of roles. So I've worked as an instructor for many years in the day program, which was fantastic and I love it. And I've been in the day program most of my time at Bailey House. Then I did a quality manager role here, a program manager role here, the general manager role here at day programs, and I also worked in home and living setting up Roxburgh House.
Now, you've got some family history with Bailey as well. Mum and Dad were involved too, am I right?
Yeah, actually they were. My dad primarily, and everyone, I'm sure there's a few people here that would have remembered Peter Scott. Yep, he was a bus driver here for many, many years. And then my mum, who was a nurse all of her life, came and worked here for a little while in high support. And I was here for all that time. And now my daughter's actually started working at Bailey House.
Place and Maureen, of course, is mum.
Yeah, mum. She was the nurse and she worked down in high support for a few years. So, yeah, we've all been here.
This place is like like a magnet for your family.
You might have to get out the Scott fly spray and spray us away.
Penny, sorry, you said you stepped away for a couple of years.
I did.
What was it like? Tell us the emotions on return and how it made you feel to be returning to Bailey House.
Well, I have to say, I missed Bailey House the whole time I was gone. There's no place quite like Bailey House, and I was so thrilled to be able to come back, and it felt like coming home. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear, and we're very, very delighted that you have returned. Simon, this is a historic moment. You're about to ask your first ever question at the Bailey Babble.
You okay? Yes.
You've got it there in front of you, mate, on the sheet.
Patrick? Yeah. What? That you made of Isaac.
Yeah, is that your title now, Penny? Thanks, Simon. General Manager of Projects. What is that?
Yeah, it is my title at the moment. And GM of Projects, it's Warwick was, he thought it'd be really great to have somebody be able to help, and I'm helping in home and living, so I'm helping Andy with STA, which is our respite, and I'm helping Day Program with the new Bailey Arts Hub. So projects means that I can work on different projects, anything that we think's really important and we need some extra work on, that's what I'm doing at the moment, which is lovely.
Yeah, so new projects that need some leadership.
That need some help.
Oh, you're underselling yourself, Penny. Okay, all right. Now, so you're here to promote a new project, is that right? Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've put together a life skills program that we're running through Respite, through STA. But we've also shared it with Day Program. And so Day Program, you guys can be doing parts of the Life Skills Program, which some people already live away from home. But the Life Skills Program's really good for people that go to Respite and want to learn some skills about being a bit more independent. And like Luke and Angus, these guys live away from home and they're used to having to do things to be more independent, aren't you guys? So it's those sorts of things. So it's cooking, it's learning how to look after your house, doing myself. Some washing. Yeah, what were you saying, Luke?
Not to burn myself.
That's right. Absolutely.
Safety in the kitchen, mate.
Well, one year I burnt myself.
Have a look. Can you take your cap off, Luke? This is not great for the listeners, but have a look at that, Penny. It looks like he had a Had an, looks like he had an incident with a knife in the kitchen.
That's a lawnmower, you.
That's a, there's a fight with a lawnmower, and it looks like you lost, Luke.
It's a good haircut for summer when it's hot.
That's exactly what I said. Hey, so, well, now hang on. So, have we missed anything there? So, Penn, to do with skills that would help people, to live independently, or
learning to live away from home and being independent. And that's when people go to respite, which is short stay. That's what people are doing.
I think. Sorry, I think Sam Baker's been to Asling Street. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you enjoy it, Sam?
Yes.
What did you like?
Like your own.
You made your own food?
Yes.
Fantastic. And that's exactly what the Life Skills program's all about. It's to help teach people how to look after themselves, do things for themselves with staff help, so that you could eventually live away from family or have time away from family and know that you can look after yourself.
Now, so it's an STA. Is that right? STA Life Skills. Can you tell us about STA?
So STA stands for short-term accommodation. So that's what the NDIS call it. And they will then give funding for STA, which is basically means you can go to respite. Yep.
Okay, so something we've often referred to as respite, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Luke. All right. So when it comes to this...
I
beg your pardon? Why are we talking about bikes when we've got Penny here to talk about this life skills activity? All right, so this is interesting. We've had our pre-production meeting, Penny. We've come up with some other questions.
Hey.
You're right. Yeah, you're onto it.
You
can ask with confidence, mate. You're across this. You can ask about who is the...
Who is the TESA?
Yeah.
Oh, so who helps run that program?
Yeah.
So that's the staff that work at Respite at the STA. So, yeah, so it's like at your house, Luke, where you've got staff on at Bendigo Street at Roxburgh House, and those staff help you with the things you do at home, don't they? Yeah. So it's the same. So the staff who are at Respite help people who go to Respite learn how to do these independent skills.
Now, Penn, is this at both Asling Street and Lonsdale?
It can be at both. It depends on who's booking in and who would like to do the program. Yeah. And then Sam, who's the team leader, she works out where it's best to do those things. But it can be, absolutely, in both houses.
Wonderful. Hey, Lukey, well asked, my friend. Angus.
Well then, money.
It's yours.
Hey, what?
Yours.
How much does it cost?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question. Good question, Angus.
How much do you think it costs, Angus? Hang on. How much do you think it costs?
I don't know. Can't remember.
$150?
$150.
Bucks? Is he... Sammy, what's your guess?
What?
How many bucks do you think this course costs? How many dollars? How many bucks?
$1,000.
$1,000? Oh,
you
God.
What?
Well,
either
of the boys close, Penny?
Well, no, it doesn't cost anything to choose to do the program. Yeah, so when you go to Respite, you already pay to go to Respite. The NDIS gives you funding so that you can go to Respite, and it's already included in that price. It's just a good thing to do.
Yeah, well, like you said, it's giving you those skills to be able to live more independently.
How long does the course take?
Would you call it a course, Penny? I might have got my wires crossed. Would you call it a course?
Yeah.
No, it's really more a program where people can choose. I like to say it's like when you go to a restaurant.
Beg your pardon, Luke?
It's a course, man.
Well, Penny knows what she's on about, I like to think, Luke. If Penny says it's not a course, it's not a course.
There is a whole program. So you're right, Luke. There is a program. So we do things which is about personal care, which is about your showering and your dressing. We do kitchen and cooking skills, so learning about how you make your food, how to choose food, prepare it using your sharp knives carefully. Then we do household tasks, which is wiping down benches, taking out the bin, emptying the dishwasher. So there's all different things. But what I like to say is when people book into respite, Sam, who's the team leader, can show the family, like when you go to a restaurant and you have a menu. Do you do with the menu?
You see what there is.
That's exactly right. You see what there is and you choose what you'd like.
Yeah.
So we say the same thing about the life skills program. If someone's coming to respite, we show them all the different things that staff can help them with and we say, which ones would you like to work on while you're here?
What about you, Penny? If it was you doing the course, what do you need to work on, Pen? Let's be honest. At home.
Yeah, come on, Pen.
Do you know what? Throwing out dead flowers.
Oh, really? They linger for a bit long.
Oh, dear. My flowers often sit there a little bit long. But it's always good to learn new ways to do things, isn't it? And always good to learn new cooking skills too. That'd be a good one.
All right. So there's sort of no finish line.
Not really, because somebody could come and do the program as many times as they'd like while they're in respite. But with day program, next year there is going to be a life skills program day down at respite for people that come to the day program and who would like to do some of that program. And all of the cooking groups that run here that go down to respite to cook, they're going to choose off the menu as well and do some extra things with their cooking. Yeah, so we're looking to expand it for anyone that's interested.
All right, well, this next question, it's sort of, now that we know a bit more, I don't know if it's redundant or not, this question, so we're going to ask it anyway.
How long do any glass?
Yeah, because, and when we devise these questions, Penny, I thought it might have been similar to the courses the guys have just graduated for.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of the name of that organisation that oversees that. It's another acronym, similar to AST.
Ah, yes.
That's my confusion.
Yes. That's okay.
So.
It's a good question, Simon.
Well,
great question.
Which was how long do the sessions take? So if they're doing them from the day service.
Yes.
I guess they'd be similar to our timetable here, Angus.
Yeah. Yep. If you go down and you're working with day program and you choose to do some life skills program or you're doing one of the cooking programs, you might do that for half the day. And then you could do that program all term, or it might be an all day cooking program and you do that each day on that certain day for the whole term. But if you're in respite, you would just work on the things you'd like help with to learn to be more independent. And you just do that for the number of days you're in respite. But you can come back as many times as you want.
Yeah. And if you're having a day where you're feeling a bit tired and
absolutely. Yep, you just do it as best you can. Oh, well, we prefer people don't go to sleep during the day, Lukey. But anyway, but that's right.
You know what? And I've just remembered, Pen. So the other organisation who support us here at Bailey, they're called AST, Access Skills Training.
That's it, AST.
So sorry, I presumed this.
Spin our letters around.
Yeah. Sorry. Apologies for the confusion there.
No worries.
Luke, well,
what do you want?
This question's probably a bit irrelevant now too, but let's ask it.
You ask. Okay.
You want me to ask because I stuffed up.
Stuffed up.
I thought it was AST and it's STA. Well,
STA.
Well, you ask it. What do we need to...
What do you need to take?
Do you need? You probably don't know. It's not in the. It's not like in a classroom setting, is it, Penny?
No, you just need to bring yourself along, and you need to be and just be enthusiastic and give things a go. That's what we'd like people to do, and staff will help you to learn new things. Anything that you need, like cooking utensils or things to do household tasks, like you might be vacuuming, you might be mopping, you might be learning how to put your clothes on to wash in the washing machine. Everything is there. You just need to turn up and be enthusiastic.
Bring yourself. So you need to be actually staying in respite at the time. You can't just book in to do 2 hours of life skills training, can you?
Not at the moment. At the moment, you do it as part of staying there at respite. Yeah, unless you're with the day program. But who knows? It's a great idea.
that could be something to consider. Angus, well, you had a question. We know the answer to it now. Your question was going to be about where does it take place, right? But you've been listening, so you know. You know now that this course takes place at two different places, which are?
This spot and...
Yeah, Asling Street and...
Asling Street and... This spot?
Lonsdale.
Yeah.
And it's going to start to take place in 2023 here.
At Bailey House.
At the day service. Now, there's a question, Penny. Will it take place here at Middle Crescent? Will it take place at Nepean Highway site? Is it starting right from the very start of 2023?
It's going to be at the two respite houses the same. So it'll be at Asling Street and Lonsdale Street if you're in the day program too. And the reason that is because it's a house. Both of them are houses. So you actually go there and it's set up exactly the way you would if you were learning to live independently in a house. Yeah.
Well, I think we've got... Japan, is there anything we've actually... Anything we've missed?
Well, I can tell you that Gerald and Harry have both done it. And we're going to be featuring Gerald and Harry in the Bailey Babble... The one Kel does.
The Bailey Buzz? Bulletin? What is the Buzz?
The Bailey Buzz. So Gerald and Harry did the program and it's been terrific and we've spoken to both their families and there's going to be photos of Gerald and Harry in the Bailey Buzz. So if you're interested, you could always speak to the guys too to see what they thought.
Fantastic. Well, we see Gerald. Yeah. Gerald will be back tomorrow, won't he, Angus?
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Penny, can I ask about what other projects you have worked on in this role as General Manager of Projects?
Yeah. The other one I'm working on at the moment is helping Tess with the new Bailey Arts Hub, which will be really exciting when that opens next year.
How's it coming along? Can you give us a progress report? For those people that aren't aware, Penn, top secret, is it, Luke?
Yeah.
I'm not holding a gun to her head, Luke. Penny, what's the progress report? Where's the address for those people that don't know? What suburb? And why is this exciting for Bailey House?
Well, it's Bailey Arts is going to be in Avoca Street, which is off Bay Road in Sandringham. So it's a great location and it's not far from where we used to be at Noy Street. It's just around the corner from Noy Street. So a lot of people, yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. So you guys know the area anyway. And it's going to be fantastic. It's got a lift. When you guys get to be able to go and see it, you can walk into the foyer and there's a lift that can take people upstairs if you can't go up the stairs. We've got big art studios, so there's going to be exhibitions. Fantastic rooms to deliver all different kinds of art programs.
And am I right in saying that it's also available for use by the wider community?
Yeah, the whole point of this is Bailey House being able to deliver our art programs there, but we're also really excited to go and find groups in the community that also love art like we do, and for groups to come in and use that space as well. And for other artists to show their artwork. It's going to be fantastic.
And so that'll in turn create new relationships, right?
Very much so. And we've got a whole lot of people that we've started to make contact with that we didn't know before, which is wonderful. Lots of other artists, other art galleries. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, so they'll be able to use the space to do their own creating.
Yep, they could even have their own groups running in there in the evenings, on weekends. So we're hoping that the Arts Hub will be open 7 days a week if we can. Be fantastic. Yeah, having lots of programs.
How many rooms there, Penn, sorry?
Oh, golly, now you've got me. You know who'd be best? There's a couple of big studios and then there's a number of smaller rooms and offices off there, yeah. Tess would be a great one to interview for your Bailey Arts. Ask Tess.
All right.
Because we've been drafting the new activity book and Tess is incredible. She's done an amazing job mapping out all the new programs. So she would be a great one to talk to find out the full extent of all the new activities running at the Bailey Arts.
Sammy Baker. Can you ask your third question? Your third question, please, Sam.
What?
Oh, you haven't got a third question?
No.
Oh. Sammy, have we missed anything?
No.
I think we've got it all covered, haven't we?
I think we did.
Yeah. Pen, are you positive we nothing we've missed?
I think that's everything. I think it's a great program, and if anyone's interested, please either join in through the day program or you can join in through respite. It'll be terrific.
And so would someone need to speak to you directly, Penny? Would families need to speak to you? What's that noise?
It's Simon's voice.
It's not my voice.
Is that? Oh, good. Everyone can hear it. I thought it was just in my head, Luke.
I thought you were going
here. Penny, if somebody wants to, do they just need to book at rest at one of the short-term accommodations, or do they need to contact you directly?
No, they can just ring through to book in at STA, at Respites, or they can always ring Sam, who's the team leader of both the respite houses, and they can talk to Sam, and she'll go through the program with people so that they can understand what it is and maybe just choose the things that they're interested in.
So life skills will be a part that'll just be part of a typical stay at short stay.
Yeah, we are looking to maybe run that program in holidays, in say the longer holiday breaks, if people are interested in doing that too. So it may become a holiday program activity at respite, but it's open to anyone during their stays.
Would there be anyone to give me advice on how to shave my bald head without more efficiently? What? Would Sam be able to?
What?
Would Sam be able to guide me on how to shave my head without cutting it?
Is that good? Sam, can you say something?
Would that be part of the curriculum or not?
Well, they could certainly help you shave your head if you need help.
I'll continue to do it at home and take my time. Hey, Simon O'Connor, thanks for joining us here at Bailey Bubble. How did you think it went?
Good.
Do you think you'll be back?
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Oh,
yes. Hey, we'd love to have you back, mate. Thanks for joining us. Angus McMillan, thanks for being part of the Babble.
That's what I said.
Sammy, I do have to do transport. Whoa, Sammy Baker, thanks for joining us, mate.
Well, thank you, my love.
He's trying to...
I'm a married man. Luke, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, man.
Short and sweet, this one. And Penny, a huge thanks for you, to you, I should say, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and say hi, and don't tell Warwick we're using his office.
won't know a thing. Thanks so much, you guys. Thanks for inviting me and being interested in the Life Skills program. It's great.
And thanks to our listeners, and as we like to say here, Luke, to the loyal listeners, thanks for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.